A growing number of Americans are taking antioxidant supplements. Some hope to decrease the risk of a variety of diseases, including heart disease, cancer, and Alzheimer's. But a review of research released today by the American Heart Association finds that for one disease, heart disease, antioxidant vitamin cocktails provide no benefit. NPR's Patricia Naimond reports.
Some studies suggest that antioxidant supplements decrease cholesterol and help reduce the formation of plaque in the arteries. That's why researchers decided to review 20 scientific studies which examine the benefit of antioxidants. Penny Chris Etherton headed the research. Etherton is a professor of nutrition at Penn State University and specializes in cardiovascular nutrition. She says the studies reviewed were large, involving tens of thousands of patients.
None of them showed a beneficial effect of specific antioxidants like vitamin E, as well as antioxidant cocktails, including vitamin E, and vitamin C, and beta-carotene, and perhaps even selenium.
In fact, two studies showed possible negative effects. One involved patients taking statin drugs to lower bad cholesterol, niacin to increase good cholesterol, and an antioxidant cocktail containing vitamins A, C, beta-carotene, and selenium. These patients did not see an increase in good cholesterol, whereas patients taking only statins and niacin did.
And then when they looked at their arteries, more carefully, they basically found that the group that didn't take the antioxidant supplement actually had some regression of atherosclerosis and an opening up of the arteries.
And the group also taking antioxidants saw a slight progression in the hardening of arteries. Biochemist Alice Lichtenstein chairs the American Heart Association Committee on Nutrition. To reduce heart disease risk, she says, people will just have to rely on the tried and true.
There's no one pill that we can pop that's going to decrease our risk of cardiovascular disease, and that we're going to have to do the old-fashioned hard thing, and that is to consume a diet that's low in animal fats, which is saturated fat and hydrogenated fat, trans fatty acids, and balance our energy intake or the amount of food we consume with the amount of activity we get so that we maintain a healthy body weight.
And don't gain weight as you get older. Both nutrition experts say antioxidants should be consumed in foods, fruits, vegetables, whole grains, fish, poultry, and lean meats. And they caution their review of research did not look at the potential benefit of antioxidants to reduce risk of certain cancers or Alzheimer's disease. Patricia Naimond, NPR News.